Chief prosecutors wish to cross-examine.
You are perhaps aware that you are the only living man who can expound to us the true purposes of the Nazi Party and the inner workings of its leadership.
Darüber bin ich mir im Klaren.
I am perfectly well aware of that.
You, from the very beginning, together with those who were associated with you, intended to overthrow, and later did overthrow, the Weimar Republic.
That was, as far as I am concerned, my firm intention.
And upon coming to power, you immediately abolished parliamentary government in Germany.
Sie war nicht mehr notwendig.
We found it to be no longer necessary.
An sich aber möchte ich betonen,
also, I should like to emphasize the fact that we were moreover the strongest parliamentary party and had the majority. But you are correct when you say that parliamentary procedure was done away with because the various parties were disbanded and forbidden.
The principles of the authoritarian government which you set up required, as I understand you, that there be tolerated no opposition political parties which might defeat or obstruct the policy of the Nazi Party.
Das haben Sie durchaus richtig verstanden.
You have understood this quite correctly. By that time, we had lived long enough with opposition and we had had enough of it. Through opposition, we had been completely ruined. It was now time to have done with it and to start building up.
After you came to power, you regarded it as necessary, in order to maintain power, that you suppress all opposition parties. That is correct.
We found it necessary not to permit any more opposition, yes.
And you also held it necessary that you should suppress all individual opposition, lest it should develop into a party of opposition.
Soweit die Opposition in irgendeiner Form.
Insofar as opposition seriously hampered our work of building up, this opposition of individual persons was, of course, not tolerated.
You're explaining as the high authority of this system to men who don't understand it very well, and I want to get what's necessary to run the kind of a system that you set up in Germany. And concentration camps was one of the things you found immediately necessary upon coming to power, is it not? Was it not? And you set them up as a matter of necessity, as you saw it.
Es ist mangelhaft übersetzt worden.
That was faultily translated. It went too fast. But I believe I have understood the sense of your remarks. You asked me if I considered it necessary to establish concentration camps immediately in order to eliminate opposition. Is that correct?
That is right. That is, your answer is yes, I think.
When you met Hitler, as I understand your testimony, you found a man with a serious and definite aim, as you said, in that he was not content with the defeat of Germany, the previous war, and was not content with the Versailles Treaty.
Ich glaube, Sie haben mich da nicht richtig verstanden, denn genau so habe ich.
I think you did not quite understand me correctly here. I did not put it that way at all. I stated that it had struck me that Hitler had very definite views of the impotency of protest. Secondly, that he was of the opinion that Germany must be freed from the dictate of Versailles. It was not only Adolf Hitler. Every German, every patriotic German had the same feelings. And I, being an ardent patriot, bitterly felt the shame of the dictate of Versailles. And I allied myself with the man about whom I felt that he perceived most clearly the consequences of this dictate, and that probably he was the man who would find the ways and means to set it aside. All the other talk in the party about Versailles was, pardon the expression, mere twaddle.
And it was for that end that you and all of the other persons who became members of the Nazi Party gave to Hitler all power to make decisions for them and agreed in their oath of office to give him obedience.
Ich habe nach einer gewissen Zeit, als ich mehr Einblick.
After a certain period of time, when I had acquired more insight into the Führer's personality, I gave him my hand and said, I unite my fate with yours for better or for worse. I dedicate myself to you in good times and bad, even unto death. I really meant it, and still do.